Good morning, everyone. I have a story to share with all of you for Epiphany. And it's by the famous English author, philosopher, and theologian, G.K. Chesterton. Chesterton wrote a wonderful essay on three modern wise men. These wise men had heard of a city of peace, a city where there would never be wars or disturbance. And the men wanted to live in that city. But to do so, they had to pass a test. They had to present themselves to the gate of the city with gifts, demonstrating that they belonged there because they were men who would ensure the continual peace of the city. So they journeyed to this wondrous city. With that, they were assured that the gifts that they had would guarantee peace and earn them a mission into the city. When they got to the gates of the city, Saint Joseph was there to judge their gifts. The first modern wise man brought gold. He suggested that money was the root of all wars. With the gold that he brought, people would buy all the pleasures of the world and have no need to fight. He was convinced that gold would bring peace. The second modern wise man did not bring frankincense. He brought chemistry. He brought modern science with him. With his science, he could drug the minds of the people into a state of perpetual bliss. With his chemistry, he could seed the soil to control the population, and people will have all that they would need, so they will never need of war again. The story was developed to present the third modern wise man, him bringing a split atom, a numer, a new symbol of death. His message was that anyone opposed the way of peace would face death. This wise man was the father of nuclear deterrence. After they showed their gifts, Saint Joseph refused to let any of them enter. They said, "What more could we have brought to demonstrate that we are men of peace?" they protested. "We carry with us the means to provide affluence, control nature, and destroy enemies." Saint Joseph whispered something into the ear of each man. Then they turned and went away with heavy hearts. Do you know what Saint Joseph told each of them? He told them that they had forgotten the child. This story got me thinking about us, humanity, today in 2022. With all our technologies, with all our affluence, with all the power we have shown to dominate many forces of nature, we moderns are convinced that we are wise. Think about it. The air no longer holds us to the ground. We can fly in it. The atmosphere no longer holds us to Earth. We can fly through it, to the moon, and beyond. And the depths of the sea are no longer mysteries to us. We could put on scuba gear and swim like fish. We can enter deep submersible and see underwater creatures that never reach the surface. Disease like smallpox, polio, and many others are distant and bad memory. We are convinced that we can find ways to ensure peace and happiness for everyone. And we are convinced that we are wise. That all may seem good. That might seem that this is all we need. Yet still, we have forgotten the child. Peace only comes through the Prince of Peace. Man cannot create peace apart from God. A century ago, Pope Benedict XV criticized the Treaty of Versailles. He said that God wasn't even mentioned in the treaty. The Treaty of Versailles ended World War I, the so-called war to end all wars. How well did that work? 19 years later, World War II began, and many more wars since. There is an old Christmas card that declares, "Wise men still seek him." Are we wise? Do we seek him? Or do we have all the answers and the technology of our pockets? Is everything just in here? Do Siri or Alexa or Google hold all the answers we really need? I once asked Google, I said, "Hey Google, why am I here?" The response that I got was, "Sorry, I don't know that." We do have some very cool and important technologies, but the technologies cannot answer the deep questions of life. It can only deal with the relative surface issues. The true answer to my question is beyond the realm of technology. But one of the first answers provided by faith is this: we are here to know, love, and serve God in this world and to be with him in the next. We must be convinced that unless our thoughts revolve around Jesus Christ as our way to the Father, not only do we not have the answers about life, I'm pretty sure about myself that I don't even have the right questions that need to be asked. Technologies don't have all the answers. But those who seek the presence of Christ in all things must seek to have the courage to ask the questions that others don't even consider. I want to share this thought with you. I've been watching a lot of Netflix, maybe even a little bit too much Netflix. There's another technology for you. But I want to share this idea. There's an interesting movie called The Lord of War. And it tells the story of an arms dealer from Queens, New York, named Yuri Orlov. He's played by Nicolas Cage. In this movie, he sold weapons of war for 20 years to conflicts throughout the world. And the movie brings to light the arms smuggling dealers and the effect it has on humanity. When I finished watching the movie, my moral compass started to spin. And I started asking a couple of questions. Does anyone question the fact that the United States is one of the largest maker and exporter of military weapons in the world? Or that the port of Montreal is used as the main shipping port for those same weapons? I bet you, if I was to raise those questions, those who worship the God of materialism would say, "So what? We're not telling other people to kill each other. We're just doing what is right and good for business and ultimately for the economy." In other words, it's just business. That is the line that the character Nicolas Cage uses in the movie. It's just business. Those who seek Christ in all things must question the morality of economies that need war or the threat of war throughout the world to remain strong. We seek peace, but we have forgotten the child. First, we must seek to find the child. Then we can enter the city of peace. The ancient magi of the gospel reading traveled from darkness into light. They sought the Prince of Peace. They were astrologers, people who read the phenomena of the sky. The sudden appearance of a bright star was a symbol of the birth of a great one. They traveled west, following that star, until they came to Judea. Then they went to the place they thought they were expecting to be found, where they would find the great one. They went to the palace. Instead of the great one, they found Herod. Now Herod was only concerned with one thing in his life, and that was Herod. He had the opportunity to come out of darkness into the light. His own scripture scholar found that the coming Messiah would be born in Bethlehem. But Herod feared the political effect of a Messiah coming during his reign. His darkness was so deep that he would attempt to kill the baby, challenging God's plan rather than trusting God to care for him if he was to come into the light. And meanwhile, the Magi's faith became so deep that after they found the child and worshipped him, they put their lives in jeopardy and did not return to Herod. Once they possessed the child in their heart, the Magi could live in his light and die in his peace. But because Herod refused to enter the child's light, he would die in turmoil and in darkness. There are many messages carried in today's feast. There is the message of the Word of God manifest to the Gentiles. There is the message of God's secret plan now revealed. There is the message that God calls all people from all nations to himself. There is a message against prejudice and bigotry. There is also the message that seeking Christ means wanting him to transform our lives. This transformation will grace us with the courage to ask those difficult questions in our modern days. The Christian way of thinking molds us into wise men and women. The old Christmas card declares, "And the wise still seek him." My brothers and sisters, let us never stop seeking the child, our Prince of Peace. Happy and blessed New Year, everyone.